A very good morning. On behalf of Tate 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Tesvav, Baba Metzia 15b, pagination is 30. Starting from a quarter of the way down at the end of a line, two dots, Hikir Ba. If the buyer recognized She'ena Shelo, that the property that he was buying does not belong to the seller, v'lakha, but he bought it anyway. Now, at first glance, this sounds really odd. Perhaps if the guy is a total thief, what are you buying it from him for? But it could be that the case is in situations where things are a little bit more volatile, and you realize that he's not the real owner, but we're not quite sure who the real owner is, and things are a little bit messed up, perhaps as a result of all kinds of volatile situations, whether it's war or government or creditors. You're not quite sure, but it is recognized, the Gemara says, that you know as you buy it that he's not the real owner. Amar Rav, Rav says, Ma'os Yeshlo. He can come back and he can get the money from the person who sold it to him after things get cleared up and the field gets taken away. Ushmuel Amar, Ma'os Einlo. And Shmuel says, you can't get the money back after things get cleared up and the property is taken away. But Michael Mifligi, what's the argument over here based on? What are the svaras, the logic underlying their positions? Rav Savar Odom Yodea Shakaka Einlo. Rav says the person realizes that the property doesn't belong to him. V'goma v'nasan l'shom pikadom. And he's giving the money kind of as a loan. As long as this transaction works, you can use the money and I can use the property. And whatever we, as long as the game goes, it goes. But once the game is over, he can get his money back. V'neimole l'shom pikadon, why didn't he say up front, I'm giving you the money as an entrustment, but you have to give it back to me? Savala makabel, he figured this guy is not going to take the money if he phrases it like that. So he makes it like a transaction, but once the transaction is voided, he gets the money back. Ushmuel Savar, and Shmuel says, Adam yodea shakarka ein lo. The person again knows that the property won't stay by him. V'goma v'nosan lo shamatana, and he's granting it as a gift. V'neima le lo shamatana. So why doesn't he say so? Kesifa le milsa. There's embarrassment in a gift, so he makes it look like it's a transaction. Again, Rav says he gets his money back because it's like entrusting the money. Now that it's voided, the money goes back. Shmuel says, you knew it's not his. You gave the money. Must be you gave it as a gift. The Gemara says these two positions of Rav and Shmuel are reminiscent of another argument that they had. It sounds very similar. V'apligi bechada zimna, it sounds like they already argued about this topic. De'itmar, as we learned. Hamekadesh es achoso. A person is mekadesh his sister. He gives her a kiddushin ring. He says, Hareyat mikudeshesli. But everybody knows that you can't do kiddushin with your sister. So what is the role of that ring that was given to her? Rav Amar Ma'os Chosrin. Rav says, once we sort this out, he gets back his money. Ushmuel Amar Ma'os Matana, and Shmuel says, the money that was given remains by her. It's considered a gift. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Ma'os Chozrin. Why does Rav say the money goes back? Because Adam Yodea Shein Kiddushin Tovsin Ba'achoso. because everybody knows that you can't marry your sister, v'gam avinas on l'shem pikadon, so he must have been giving it to her entrusted. She can use it for the time being until we sort it out. So why didn't he say that? He figured she's not going to agree to that, to taking a loan from him. We said a ring, maybe it's a different item of jewelry that's going to make her look very pretty. So he's given it to his sister, and she'll use it for the time being. And Shmuel says that the money is a gift. Again, the same underlying logic. Everybody knows you can't do kiddushin with your sister. So he's giving it as a gift. So why didn't he say so? There's embarrassment in a gift. So he made up this kiddushin type act, and she'll end up with the money, but it didn't come across as a direct gift. And the Gemara says, Tzuricha, you need both of these cases to be listed on the record, because otherwise you wouldn't know one from the other, because one is more logical than the other, and therefore, if you only said one, you wouldn't know the other position, Rav or Shmuel. De'i itmar b'ha, if you were told about the case of selling stolen land, b'ha ka'amar Rav, I understand that Rav says his position that the money goes back, de'lo avdi inshi de'yavi matanos l'nechra'a, because it's not normal that a person should give a gift to a foreigner. This person who's selling the land, it's a business relationship. It's not a family member. But by his sister, maybe Rav would agree that it's considered a gift, because there's a different factor to take into account, that he's dealing with a relative. And if we only talked about the case of the sister, maybe only over there Shmuel says it's a gift. But in the case of the stolen land that was sold, maybe he would agree to Rav that the money is only entrusted for the time being until the game is over. Tzricha, and therefore both cases had to be listed so that we should know both Rav's position and Shmuel's position, and that their positions do not change even if it's a case of sale with a foreigner, or even if it's this transaction with his sister. Both of them maintain their positions, considering it either as entrusted and it will be refunded, or as a gift and it won't be refunded. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.